Samaritan's Purse has been around for so long, and we just love it when it comes time for Operation Christmas Child, where we're making those shoeboxes, we are shipping them around the world and sharing the gospel, and this is the time to get those shoeboxes dropped off and ready to go. Okay, so what is the best way for someone who has prepared a box, or maybe they're getting ready to do it and they need to drop it off this coming week? What is the best way for them to find out the location that's closest for them?
Okay, they can go to SamaritansPurse.org, and they can go in and it'll tell you the drop-off location. So go online, get on SamaritansPurse.org, and you will find all the drop-off locations here in Tulsa.
Perfect. Okay, Lila, when my kids were growing up, we did a box every year, both of them. You know, we do that as a family, and we had a little list, and we'd kind of go from that every year. We kind of knew what to put in there, but I think some of those things have changed along the way. Is there any changes that you could tell us about that we need to be aware of for what we can and cannot put in our shoebox?
Yes, there have been quite a few changes. Previous years, we could put toothpaste, candy. Uh-huh. Now we're not. So, okay. Like when you go on the Samaritan's Purse website, it will tell you like the shoebox gift ideas, and then it will tell you what you cannot put in there. And so, do not include. It will be candy, toothpaste, gum, okay. Used or damaged items, war-related items, seeds, yeah. Food, liquids. It can go in the box, the liquids, even like lip gloss. It can just open up and then get all sticky and messy in the box and ruins everything else. Wow, items are amazing. Soccer balls, dolls, stuffed animals, shoes, toys, cars, jump ropes, yo-yos.
Oh, that's fun.
And obviously, non-liquid items.
Okay. So there's still lots of options. Still lots of fun options. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So if someone was new to Operation Christmas Child and they just had never heard of it, or tell them when they pack up this box and they drop it off at the location, what happens to that box? What do you do with it?
Okay. That box goes through an amazing process. We collect it at these drop-off locations. We also have a central drop-off locations, and one in Jenks Crossroads Church, and then another one in, it's called Iglesia Nueva Jerusalem.
Nice.
It's a Hispanic church.
Great.
But we collect those boxes there. Those boxes from there, they get put into a container, a shipping container, and they go to the processing center in Dallas. It is an amazing opportunity to do volunteer work as well. And you can get online on Samaritan's Purse website as well. And it tells you volunteer opportunities, and you can volunteer at the processing center. You get to open those boxes, pull out those items that are not appropriate, that you're not supposed to include. And then those get to be delivered to local charities and stuff. But we can put back what we took out. Everything gets replaced for something that is appropriate. And once those boxes are ready and processed up there, they get back into a cardboard box and then into a shipping container. From there, it goes to a ship or airplane, and then leaves to go to a country where we have partnerships with other churches and overseas. And over 100 countries right now. We are focusing also on the Pacific Islands, which is hard to reach countries. It goes to so many places, to children that never heard of the gospel or never received a toy in life, but not just a toy that comes in the box. It's what you get out of it. It's Jesus. They get taught a 12-week lesson.
And
in the gospel, they get to accept Jesus. Like, their family also received Jesus. Some of them are like, what? Oh, I need to accept Jesus.
Oh.
You know, the adults too.
Yeah.
So it is something that I've done for many years now. I am from Panama, and one day I was at the processing center, and they say, oh, the boxes are going to be going. The process boxes today are going to go to Panama. And I screamed. I was like,
You're home.
They're going to my country, you know?
Wow.
I was super excited.
So these boxes, I mean, it's a nice little, you know, the goal might be a holiday thing, but it changes lives for eternity and their entire family.
Correct. It's an opportunity. It's a tangible way to share Jesus, share with someone that might be orphans, might be a child that never received, you know, love, a gift. And it's just like for them to feel that they are loved. And there is a God, there is a Father up in heaven that is just looking out for them. And then for them to know that they are loved.
Oh, Leela, that is so beautiful the way you said that. Now tell me, when my kids were growing up, sometimes we would just use a good old shoebox. But then I started seeing those plastic ones, the red and the green ones out at places. Do you have any suggestions on a great place to pick one of those up if you want?
As far as I know, we have them at Mardell's. Mardell's selling those, the plastic tubs.
Okay.
And you can, yes, literally use that regular shoebox. Sometimes I love to get the bigger ones so you can put more items in it.
Oh, you can use a little bigger box, like for high, a little boot or a high top came in. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Good to know.
Yeah, I love the plastic tubs. The dollar store are okay, like the shoeboxes, the clear ones, but the lids do not snap on very well.
Okay.
And sometimes the boxes open and the stuff comes off.
Okay.
But I like the sturdy ones, and those are pre-printed ones, the go boxes that we have for Samaritan Spurs. You can order them year-round, and you can order in bulk, like in 50 for the cardboard ones. They're called go boxes. Already, paper, and then you have the plastic ones.
Oh, that's perfect. Well, Leela, thank you so much for talking to us today. We're going to talk about this and make sure people know that this is the week. Because sometimes it always sneaks up on us. It seems like every year this is the week. And so, again, they can go to SamaritansPurse.org. You can put in your zip code there, and you can find out where the closest locations are for you to drop off and then get any of that other information as well. And Leela, I think I'm right on this. If you don't want to do a box yourself, you can actually do a virtual gift box, shoebox for Samaritan's Purse?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's not forget about that. You can build a shoebox online, but the most important part, even if you build a box in person, just like in your home with your family, mm-hmm. you want to go online and do the $9 gift donation, and that is the shipping and handling kind of cost, and you can do your follow your box.
Oh.
You do not know what child specifically, but you know what country that box went. So for last year, my boxes went to Mexico, Haiti, and Panama again. So I was super excited to know that at least what country my boxes went. So if you go online again, SamaritansPurse.org, you can follow your box, do the whole process, do the $9 donation online, and you can follow your box.
I love that. Even I don't think they had that when my kids were little, but we would have loved that, to be able to follow that box and find out when and mm-hmm. where it's going. So, Leela, that's so great. I'm so glad that you remembered that part. I'm so glad that you reminded us of that. And so thank you for your time today. And once again, Leela, tell us what you do for Samaritan's Purse. What's your title there?
I have the honor to be the church relations coordinator. We contact the churches and then build those relationships with the project leaders and the people in the different churches around the East Side Tulsa. And we just keep contact year-round. So I'm a year-round volunteer. Wow. And I'm just here to help and to just guide and help and inform all the churches and the project leaders in there. On how to pack the shoeboxes and how to get started.
All right. Well, Leela Wade, thank you so much for volunteering with the Operation Christmas Child and Samaritan's Purse. We appreciate everything that you do. We really, really do. That's a big
thank
job.
You.
Sounds like a big job.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Leela.